CBSI in the World. I'm John Batchelor, and two themes of life in London together. Just Stop Oil stopping a bus that was headed for something called BB Stockholm. Here are two themes that don't really work, but there it is in a video and a picture in the Times of London. Joe, what is BB Stockholm?
It is a barge on which the British government has been planning to house illegal immigrants while their various legal processes, such as their asylum claims and that sort of thing, are processed. And the issue has just been that the numbers that were coming over were becoming unmanageable, and there wasn't a place to house people. And so this barge has been put together as a stopgap idea, not necessarily a very good idea, I have to say, but it's what they were doing, and it has become deeply contentious politically, and now it seems to be becoming a focus for climate campaigners too. Go figure.
Yes, BB Stockholm disgraced itself when it interrupted sporting contests, and I thought that it was dustbin of history, but it's back protesting migration. Which side are they on? Because they got a lot of attention with their orange shirts and orange blockades.
Well, I mean, Just Stop Oil has never really gone away, although my sense is that the government is slowly getting better at policing them, including not letting them out on bail if they've been arrested and then are deemed to be particularly likely to reoffend, as many of them seem to be. My sense is that there has been a bit of a decrease in these protest activities just because more and more of them are cooling their heels in jail while they wait for their legal cases to move forward. But we see that there still is the potential for them to create disruption and garner some headlines.
Yes, they've stopped putting glue on Picassos. We turn to another part of life in London that requires some explanation. Joe, work from home is very controversial here. I'm presuming it's still controversial in London. And people are voting with their feet. They're going back to the office because of heating bills. What does that mean?
Yes, this is going to be a political problem for the Conservative Party government. They have made home energy so expensive and the cost of living crisis so miserable for people that going into the office seems preferable. What seems to be happening now, especially as the weather is getting colder, the days are getting shorter at this latitude, people are finding that if you go into the office, you can turn down the heating at home during the day, and you also don't have to have your lights on for quite as many hours each day. And so that turns out to be one of the benefits of going into the office that people are rediscovering in the middle of a cost of living crisis. You can get your company to pay to heat and light you.
Now, the cost of living crisis, as you say, that's all about the next election, the political next election, the inflation, the rising taxes, although I saw some headlines, I'm never sure whether to trust them out of London, that Rishi Sunak was going to cut taxes for rich people. I don't know. It might have been that I misread it. We've got a tax bill coming. We've got inflation coming. And there's no growth promised anytime soon. That leaves everybody unhappy. Does that mean they're voting for Labour as they did in a recent by-election out of default as opposed to passion?
I think that there seems to be a certain amount of, you know, voting for the opposition because you have enormous frustration with the governing party. Tories have been in power in one form or another for about 13 years now, which is just a very long time in any democracy. And I think the party gets worn out and voters get worn out and ready for a change. And that seems to be the point where the UK is right now. So, I mean, an accident could still happen and the Tories could find a way to hang on at the next election. But right now, it's kind of difficult to figure out how they would do that.
And it's the cost of living, or is it the green, or is it how to understand Labour's advantages here?
Well, I think the key problem for the Conservatives in voters' eyes is that they just don't seem to have a direction at this point. I mean, they raised taxes a year ago. Now they're talking about cutting them, but not necessarily on the people who would feel the benefit, when they go to the polls, and not necessarily in a way that would boost the economy, as different forms of tax cuts might have done. There just seems to be a real directionlessness to the government now. And meanwhile, the Labour Party under leader Keir Starmer has been very effective at presenting itself as a safe pair of hands. And their message is, we are going to fix the things that are broken, but otherwise we are not setting out to rock the boat or radically transform politics or society or anything like that. And so people are in the situation where they feel very disaffected with the current government, and they also now feel like the opposition would be a safe alternative. And I think that it's very difficult for a governing party to win re-election in that kind of circumstance.
Joseph Sternberg, Wall Street Journal, London. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,